Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening and welcome to the middle of March. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, the wearing of the green. Such happiness and celebration. Today is my birthday. I told you last week that I was a double Pisces, and today is my birthday. I always used to celebrate it on St. Patrick's Day, because when you go out to have that fun on St. Patrick's Day and you tell them it's your birthday, you can double your fun. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about the transformation coming in our lives. Each and every one of you is having transforming events in March that will change your consciousness itself. To all those who are listening tonight, there are three powerful astrological events that are shifting the very fabric of reality. This energy will alter destinies, awaken hidden energies, and reveal many long-buried truths. Unfortunately, most people will remain blind to these cosmic signals. They are sleepwalking through a life that's being rewritten without their knowledge. Listen up. There's a new mantra for you. I am ready to receive the universe's wisdom. Let the cosmic energy, your angels and guides, know that you are aware and listening. If you feel or sense something shifted within your body but can't quite explain it, know that what you are about to hear and discover will change how you view everything. Since the dawn of time, humanity has searched to the heavens for answers. The ancients knew that our celestial movements were not random. The movement of the planets contained messages for anyone who dared to take the time to look for and experience these energies. Pharaohs, shamans, and mystics decoded the stars in the sky. They would align their lives with the rhythm of the universe. However, today with our modern world of distractions and artificial light, we have forgotten how to read the sky. The whispers of the universe have become distant echoes. These energetic forces have never stopped influencing our fate, for good or for ill. Right now, there are three astrological events unfolding. They are portals of transformation, windows into deeper realities. If you can receive them and understand them, you can align with their power. But if you ignore them, you may find yourself lost in the tides of fate. Tonight, I will unveil the meanings behind these astrological shifts to the best of my ability. There are eight essential truths you must know to navigate this moment in time. I speak about several of them in my book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. Some of these universal insights may challenge what you believe. Others may awaken something ancient, something from your past lives within you. One thing is certain. When you get to the end of tonight's program, you will never see the universe the same way again. Are you ready to listen? To uncover the hidden energetic patterns of our galaxy and the universe? Okay, let's begin. For thousands of years, us humans have looked to the heavens, believing that the stars were not just flickering balls of light, not just floating spheres of fire, but some kind of celestial messengers, cosmic scripts written in light. The Sumerians, Egyptians, and Vedic sages all saw astrology not as a superstition, but a sacred science, the key to understanding fate, time, eras, and the soul's journey. The Babylonians, often credited as the first astrologers, meticulously charted planetary movements, believing that each alignment carried a divine significance. The Greeks expanded this wisdom. Plato and Pythagoras spoke of the music of the spheres, a harmony between cosmic forces and human destiny. Even the great Roman emperor, Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher, acknowledged the influence of celestial patterns on the earth plane. As time passed, this wisdom was suppressed. The rise of rigid dogma and materialism cast astrology into the shadows, labeling it as a mere superstition. What was once revered as sacred knowledge became ridiculed. The universal, deeper truths were hidden from the masses. Yet, despite centuries of dismissal, astrology never vanished. The stars continued their silent communication, and those who listened, the alchemists, the mystics, and the teachers, preserved the knowledge in secret. But now, at this very moment, March of 2025, as three rare celestial events unfold, this ancient wisdom is rising up again. The universe operates in cycles, like the rise and fall of the moon, the tides, the breath, the beating of the heart. Everything moves in a rhythm, and when celestial events align in a particular way, they create ripples of energy that affect everything, both on a personal and collective level. Right now, three powerful alignments are taking place. The effects are not just theoretical. They are already shaping global events, personal transformations, and even the energetic physical fields of the earth itself. Understanding these alignments is not about predicting the future. It's about aligning yourself with a deeper flow of existence. It's about seeing the signs, recognizing opportunities, and avoiding the pitfalls and blockages that comes when one is blind or ignores the cosmic forces. Now, let's unveil the first of these three celestial events, what it means and how it will affect you, and the hidden truths that ancient civilizations knew but modern society has forgotten. Are you ready to awaken and move with this divine cosmic dance? Right now, above us, the most powerful celestial bodies are converging, starting with a full moon lunar eclipse in Virgo, along with a rare planetary conjunction that has not occurred in this precise alignment for decades. This is not just an astronomical phenomenon. It's a meeting of energies, a fusion of forces that can and will alter destiny. Ancient astrologers believe that when planets align, they create portals of transformation. And this particular conjunction signals a profound shift, one that is affecting both the material and spiritual planes. In history, such alignments have preceded revolutions, awakenings, and personal metamorphosis. The energy of this conjunction is like a cosmic magnifying glass, expanding and intensifying whatever is beneath the surface. Old wounds may resurface. Unfinished lessons may demand attention. But this is not a negative or a curse. It's an invitation. The universe is offering you a moment to break cycles, ancestral cycles, and personal cycles, to release burdens, to take a step into a higher version of yourself. But here's the kick. Most people will ignore this energy. They will continue their lives unaware that the universe is giving them an opportunity for profound change. The ancient texts warn us that when such a conjunction occurs, there are always two paths. Those who embrace the shift and those who resist it. Those who open themselves up to transformation will find clarity, purpose, and renewal. Those who resist it will find pressure, confusion, and stagnation. This is why so many people feel so anxious, restless, or uncertain during times like this. They sense and feel the shift, but do not understand it. If you've been feeling a strange energy in the air, a sense that something is about to change, you are not imagining it. The universe is speaking, and the question is, are you listening? Three things you must do during this conjunction. 1. Reflect and release. Spend time in meditation, in looking within. What patterns keep repeating in your life? What do you need to let go of? 2. Set intentions. This conjunction is a reset point. What do you really want to manifest? Write it down. Speak it into the universe and into existence. The voice is the strongest part of the body. It is stronger than thought. It sets a condition into the energy, out into the universe. When you speak something, the sound vibration lets go and floats through the air, creating energetic force. 3, observe, don't react. Emotions may run high, conflicts may arise, but wisdom lies in stillness. Allow the energy to play out before making any major decisions. This is the first universal energetic event. The second event is even more mysterious, and we'll hear about that after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of March 17th through March 23rd, 2025. On Saturday, March 15th, Mercury began its retrograde phase, which will last until April 7th. Be careful to sign contracts and make other vital agreements only after meticulous scrutiny during this time. On March 20th, the Sun enters Aries, and the life-affirming Aries quality could now also bring you the experience of an update in your life. This full moon was the first part of a series of eclipses in Virgo and Pisces. Virgo asks you to be humble and simplify your life. This gives you more power and less outer world distraction, allowing you to focus on the spiritual priorities of Pisces. Take a moment to remember how nourishing it felt when you went to sacred places, meditation groups, or surrounded yourself with people who are not lost in superficial illusion. When you spend time in sacred space, you are also cradled in a divine feminine energy that renews your spirit in these disruptive times. Then Virgo helps you provide a higher and more meaningful service to the world. And what that energy is will make you feel good at a core level of being, regardless of that crazy outer world chaos. Be aware that everything is in flux, not that you need me to tell you that. Venus turned retrograde on March 1st through April 12th to help you reassess your values, relationships, and finances. Mercury retrograde with the Virgo lunar eclipse until April 7th. Both planets start in Aries and will move back into Pisces. Part of you is chomping at the bit to move forward, and another part of you is either finishing up old business or just plain dazed and confused like a deer in the headlights. Wednesday is an inspiring day for artists, especially filmmakers. On Thursday, March 20th, the Sun enters Aries and the first sign of the zodiac. We are entering into a new era in 2025. It's the spring equinox, the astrological beginning of the year. A few hours before that, the Sun is in exact conjunction with Neptune in the last degree of Pisces. The powerful impulse of a new beginning in the annual cycle has an elusive quality, which can go from quite confusing to becoming mystically charged. During this time, pay attention to your innermost impulses and manifest them in the harmony with external events. The spontaneous thrust is a whole new yearly cycle filled with potential and possibilities. What an amazing time, with the Sun making important and powerful aspects that will set a fiery tone for the next 12 months. Take the time to visualize what you want to achieve for this next year. Also, reflect on the past and set about clearing up old messes, especially with love, relationships, and negative thought patterns. If you want to make amends with someone, now is the time to reach out. Friday evening is filled with passion, making it perfect for a date with destiny. You may want to take it easy Saturday morning because of a sulky mood, but the sky's clear by evening, making it perfect for sharing and perhaps for a bit of romance. On Sunday, March 23rd, the Sun conjoins Venus and one day later Mercury. Pluto is also involved with a sextile. Your mood brightens and you almost forgot last week's low energy levels. You can now use the available energy for active participation, working on self-improvement and implementing the changes towards achieving your goals. Take steps towards making your life simple and easy. Lastly, make note of what is going on for you now. The eclipses coming in September are opposite of what is going on now. Think of spring and fall as being bookends of the same thing. Balance your practical Virgo world with your spiritual Pisces world. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Also, the Stargazing Report is posted on my website the day after this program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our cosmic tip. 2025 offers us an opportunity of a lifetime. This year is the beginning of a new 365-year cycle through the zodiac. Our fate, our karma, is our default program. Our destiny is earned by the choices we make, how and what we create, and taking responsibility for our lives. This is what sets our character, which is the only thing we take with us when we leave this world. Our soul's vibration or frequency imprint. With our conscious participation, we can opt into the stream of destiny. With this new energy, you will begin to attract new opportunities by elevating your personal frequency. You will unlock your fate by letting go of attachments. You can choose what you wish to serve, ego or soul, fear or love. Unleash your personal magic with acceptance, forgiveness, and surrender. With this knowledge, you will experience deeper meaning and a comforting satisfaction in the transformational journey of your soul. The second shift is one that the ancients feared and revered, a shift so powerful it was seen as a harbinger of fate. Are you ready to become aware and work with the energies of it? Few celestial phenomena have inspired more awe, fear, and prophecy than a solar eclipse. This one, on March 29th, is in Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. Across cultures and the ages, eclipses were seen as omens, portals where fate rewrites itself, where the past and the future collapse into a singular moment of transformation. The Aries eclipse is happening at the critical zodiac degree, 29. One associated with destiny, shifts, karmic reckonings, and the unveiling of hidden truths. In ancient Egypt, the sun represented divine consciousness, Ra, the cosmic eye watching over creation. When the moon covers the sun on March 29th, it symbolizes a temporarily veiling of clarity, the descent into the unknown. The revealing of things that were once hidden come out in plain sight. Eclipses are moments of powerful revelations. The universe will be exposing truths that we have ignored. They remove illusions, forcing us to see reality as it truly is. This is why the lunar eclipses are connected to sudden endings, unexpected shifts, and deep personal awakenings, while the solar eclipses are connected to new beginnings, a new path, and a new destiny, and new ideas. If you felt a growing tension in your life, a sense that something is about to give way, like the second shoe falling, this eclipse may be a turning point, that shoe falling. Eclipses speed up fate. Decisions you have been delaying may suddenly become unavoidable. What was once hidden will now be revealed. Be mindful of the following. 1. Truth is coming to light. Secrets, both personal and collective, often surface during an eclipse. Be prepared for unexpected revelation. 2. Emotional purging. Eclipses can bring on intense emotions. You may feel some old fears rising, but this is an opportunity to clear them for good. 3. A karmic door is closing. Some chapters in your life may end abruptly, making space now for a new beginning. Surrender. Don't resist it. A third event is unfolding, a celestial occurrence so rare and intense it has the power to shift global consciousness itself. Some karmic doors are closing as some chapters in your life may end abruptly. This is making space for a new beginning. Surrender. Don't resist. This third celestial occurrence is so rare and intense. Are you ready to experience this profound astrological event? Very few astrological events bring as much discussion and misunderstanding as the retrogrades. March 2025 doesn't bring us just any retrograde. Right now, multiple planets are in reverse motion, creating a rare grand retrograde alignment. In ancient astrology, retrogrades were seen as a time when the gods walked backwards, retracing their steps, forcing humanity to reflect on what has been left unresolved. This alignment is not a punishment, it's a reset. It's the universe's way of saying, before you move forward, you must first understand what you are carrying with you. Why this retrograde alignment is so powerful this March is that the retrograde challenge our illusions. They bring back past lessons, past relationships, past struggles, not to haunt us, but to ask us, have you truly learned, or are you still repeating the same old cycles? This particular alignment affects three key eras. The first is personal identity and purpose. You may feel an internal crisis questioning your path. This is not confusion. It's clarity disguised as doubt. 2. Karmic patterns and relationships. People from your past may reappear, not by accident, but as unfinished karmic lessons that demand closure. 3. Global shifts and hidden truths. On a collective level, old systems may start breaking down and fall away, revealing the truth beneath the lies and illusions. How can we navigate this retrograde energy? This is not a time to force things. Instead, pause and reflect. If something feels stuck, it's because of unsolved truths that you haven't acknowledged yet. Watch for synchronicity. The universe will send signs, patterns, repeating numbers, deja vu moments. So pay attention. Master the art of surrender. Retrogrades are initiations. Resisting will only make the lesson harder. Flow with them and you will emerge transformed. The grand cosmic shift into this new 365-year era has begun. With this grand planetary alignment, the spring equinox, the solar eclipse in Aries, and the rare planetary conjunctions at the 29th degree of Pisces and 1st degree of Aries, we are in a time of profound transformation. These are not random events, but a part of a larger cosmic pattern, a message from the universe itself. But here's the truth. Most people will ignore these signs. They will continue their routines, unaware of the celestial forces shaping their destinies. But you lightworkers and healers, you have seen the signs in the sky. Will you step into this transformation, or will you resist it? Now, let's explore how to harness these energies into your daily life. How can we turn cosmic window into tangible power? Understanding astrology just isn't about knowing what's happening in the sky, deep within the universe. It's about using that knowledge to transform your reality. The universe is speaking to you personally and collectively. But its whispers mean nothing if you don't take action. Here's how you can harness the power of these three astrological shifts to elevate your mind, your energy, and your life. 1. The planetary conjunctions, activating your inner power. This Sun-Uranus-Saturn conjunction is a fusion of energies, creating a vortex of momentum and opportunity. It's the perfect time to break old patterns. This conjunction magnifies what needs to change. Identify habits, beliefs, or relationships that are holding you back. Set crystal clear intentions. The ancients believed that celestial alignments amplify human willpower. Write down your goals, not just wishes, but make powerful declarations of what you want to create. Visualize with emotion. Don't just think about your future. Feel it. Close your eyes and walk in the reality of your desire. This alignment supercharges manifestation. 2. The Aries solar eclipse, facing the truth and releasing the past. Eclipses bring revelation, some enlightening and some unsettling. To navigate whatever you are experiencing, observe. Don't react when emotions rise up. Don't react impulsively. Journal your thoughts before making decisions. Let go of illusions. What mask have you been wearing? What truths have you been avoiding? An eclipse will strip away anything that's false. Allow it. Perform a cleansing ritual. Light a white candle. Write down what you wish to release. Then, using the candle flame, burn that paper. This single act tells the universe that you are ready to move forward. 3. The Grand Retrograde Alignment, Venus, Mercury, and the North Node, mastering the art of reflection. Retrogrades are lessons in disguise. Instead of resisting their effects, use them as a tool for growth. Reconnect with your past self. Revisit old journals, dreams, or goals you once had. Have you strayed from your true path? Listen for synchronicities, retrogrades bring messages from the past, songs, dreams, or sudden encounters with people you haven't seen in years. What are these moments trying to tell you? Slow down and recalibrate. This is not a time to push forward aggressively. It is a time to refine, reassess, and realign with your true purpose. The path forward, will you embrace it or resist it? Again, these astrological events are not random. They are cosmic invitations, and you can either embrace the shift, align with the energies, and elevate your existence, or ignore the signs and repeat old cycles. You are trapped in unconscious patterns. The choice is always yours. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. We're going to take our half-hour break and listen to a song, and we will be back with more information about tonight's revelations. See you in a little bit.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was Annabelle Wood singing In the Stillness. I figured you needed to be reminded. It's a beautiful song. She wrote it, too. So, if you are here listening to Let's Find Out, you're still listening, then something deep inside you already knows that this is your time. So the last thing is, take a moment, take three deep breaths, then breathe normally. Let your shoulders fall, let your body relax, release yourself of any tension. Then ask yourself, what is the universe trying to show me? Affirm to your soul, I choose transformation. Let the cosmos witness your intention. If you feel the energy of this moment, if you sense the truth in these words, remember, the more you align with these cosmic forces, the more the universe aligns with you. Three powerful astrological events are now in motion, each carrying a message, and each one is offering you a path. Only those who are awake and ready will recognize the signs. Throughout history, those who understood celestial rhythms, the sages, the mystics, the spiritual teachers, the magi, and the seekers, used this knowledge to elevate their consciousness, to transform their destiny, and to walk the hidden path towards enlightenment, the road back home. the road to eternity. With every breath you take, every decision you make, every thought, every action, they all leave an imprint on your soul and develop your character that you'll always carry with you into the afterlife, into eternity, and into any following lifetimes. What will you do with it? Will you embrace this shift? Will you align with the cosmic flow and step into your power? Or will you let this transformation pass you by, unnoticed, trapped in the same patterns, bound by the same illusions? It's always your choice. Remember, wherever you put your attention, your energy moves along with it. Energy flows where attention goes. The more you work on yourself and align with these universal forces, the stronger and more profound the transformation will be. The sages, gurus, and teachers understand that these cosmic events are not just happening to you. They are happening for you. The universe is not separate from you. You are made with the same elements as the stars, the same forces, the same energies that guide the stars and planets also guide you, and they guide your soul's journey throughout your lifetime and all lifetimes. To ignore the stars is to ignore a part of yourself. As you step into tomorrow, step on your life path and carry this truth. You are not a bystander in this beautiful cosmic dance. You are a participant, a creator, a force of nature itself. So if you feel this energy, if something deep inside you has awakened, please send me an email and let me know. I'm Elizabeth@new-visions.com. I'll leave you with the mantra of the week. I align with the universe. This is my declaration. So stay awake, stay aligned, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.